Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
Donald Trump manages to generate controversy wherever he goes, and even in waxworks form. In Dublin's Wax Museum, a likeness of the Donald went on display just last week, but already has had to be moved to a safer location for its own protection. We're joined by marketing manager Leisha Keaveney. Good afternoon, Leisha.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
When did the Donald go on display?
The Donald went on display last Wednesday, so we launched him to the public at 10 a.m. and we started getting questionable tweets and photos on Instagram and Facebook from about 12 p.m. onwards. So there's people kind of jumping on top of him, messing his hair, a few odd gestures that are going out.
Right, there's selfies with obscene gestures in them.
Obscene gestures, yeah. So what we've done is we've actually, we're going to move him, but for the moment we haven't. We have a little thing around him just to stop people from reaching out and tearing him to pieces.
Right, okay. Has any attempt been made to actually damage him?
I don't think there's been any attempt to damage him, but we have had to send our people back up to sort his hair every few minutes.
Right.
That's
probably what the real Donald has to deal with as well.
It probably is. The hair actually comes from a lady in Roaches and Kimmage, so she made the hair. So.
Right.
There you go.
Now, are we talking about the waxworks hair or the actual hair?
Oh, well, I'm not sure about his actual hair. She made that as
well. Maybe she made that as well.
Waxworks hair.
So, presumably you can't get Donald Trump to stand for a mole. So, what's the process of going about to make him?
Well, for Donald Trump or pretty particular people that we can't get to pose, we have brought in 3D printing. I have a prototype here of Obama's head, as you can see, but I'm not sure if the
camera would have a shot of that.
They might be able to see that for anyone
watching online. And we're going to stick a photograph of that up in the not too distant future.
So what we did was we got 3D Printing Ireland in to give us a sample of what they could do. So this is the prototype that we have. And what we can do is we can 3D print from a photograph, and we can 3D print from a 360 scan. So if we scanned your head, we'd be able to print it. But this is from a photograph, and the same with Donald Trump.
Right. So, but do you need a series of photographs of all of the head from different angles, if you know what I mean?
We can do, but we, particularly Trump and this guy, were from just one photograph.
Right. And the dimensions of, you know, getting it life-size, because that's a prototype, as you said, of Obama, but it's actually probably, I assume, slightly smaller
than
Obama, unless Obama's only 5 foot tall in reality, which I don't think is true.
No, but Trump's head is big.
Yes, it's we all know that. But in terms of the width of his shoulders and all that kind of stuff, is that just public information?
It'd be public information. Yeah, you can Google it, and you can verify it through different sources. We have our own in-house designer did Trump's body. It's slightly smaller. We are going to pad it out a little bit.
Right. Okay.
So that's the way that we have it at the moment.
He has a bit of a gut on him.
He does have a bit of a gut. His gut has grown since we created the character, so we're
going to have to. That's interesting.
It is.
Yeah. But is that just from photographic evidence? Because he wears these kind of big jackets and hides them. Mm. Hides his body quite well.
What we do is we tend to look at it. We look at him all the time just to see if we have a right likeness, and we have noticed that his gut has grown a little bit.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to choosing who you're going to make models of, what's the criteria? Because we were talking outside and we thought maybe, well, you just do all the US presidents, but you don't.
No, we don't do all the US presidents. We have Mary McAleese, the Irish president, but we don't have all the Irish presidents either. But what we do is we poll the general public. So when we get people in, from time to time, we'll just ask people, who do you want to see next? So Trump was top of the list, and then we also had Father Ted, and Conor McGregor is also on the list as well.
What a trio. Is there anything in common there at all? And why did people want to see a model of Donald Trump?
I don't know why people...
Could you have found out what the reason was in the last few days?
We did. We did find out the reason why. So I think it's to take some horrendous photographs.
Yes. Because obviously they're in poses as well. And could you describe the pose that Donald Trump is in?
Yeah, the pose of Donald Trump. He's got his right hand up and he's got his thumbs up. So what we're suggesting to people is that they use thumbs up if they like Trump and thumbs down if they don't like Trump. That's... what we're suggesting. We are getting a few other signs, but we are a family-friendly attraction, so we'd like a thumbs up and thumbs down.
Can you adjust his pose over time?
We can. We can adjust his pose over time.
Right, okay. So it mightn't be a thumbs up for the entire thing.
But I think he'll always have his thumbs up for himself. So.
I would imagine, though, you must have known you were going to get this kind of reaction.
Oh, well, we would have expected a particular reaction, but I think we didn't expect that in the first week that we'd have to go up and fix him as much, because we've got Father Ted in as well, and we've had no problems with Father Ted or no problems with any of the other characters. I think this one was just a particularly...
So when he's moved, you're essentially moving him to a location where it can be monitored and there won't be any damage done to
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah. So if we'd have CCTV on him, then we'd be able to see who's doing the damage.
How much does it cost to make him?
I can't actually disclose how much it costs, but I can tell you that we are selling them. If anyone would want to buy them, it would cost €75,000.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, that's how much Trump costs. Now, it does range in between $1,500 and $75,000, so he would be on the most expensive scale. But, that's the price.
How? Where do you sell wax models of people? Is there some sort of auction for
this? Well, it wouldn't be auctioned. A lot of people would contact us and just go, I want to buy this. Like, for instance, we have sold about 10 of Phil Lynott to date. So
crikey.
It's a particular niche market that some people do like. We also offer the service of you can 3D print yourself. So some golf clubs have contacted us to see if they could 3D print the CEO and give that away. So
now the Obama head that Alicia was kind enough to bring in. I assume this is what are they made out of? It's not wax.
Well, we do offer wax. This guy is silicone.
Right.
That is. It was just a test. We just wanted to see what it was. But we. This guy—he's not silicone. He's sandstone.
Right.
We do wax, we do silicone, and we do sandstone. So
right. Yeah. And the finished product can be any of those three.
It could be any of those.
And why do you choose one over the other?
We choose one over the other. With the prototype, it was a bit easier and cheaper to get that done. But for most models, we would be wax. Silicone is a slightly different different material, so you can get a little bit more detail in if you use silicone. So
yeah, and what is Donald made out of?
He is made out of sandstone.
Right. Okay.
Well, his head is. His body is completely wax.
If somebody offers to buy him,
yes,
and you sell him for $75,000 or whatever, are you worried that he'll, because you're using his name, that he'll look for a cut of that money?
It's possible. But I guess we'd have to take that if it comes.
Okay, we'll see. Risky times ahead then for the Waxman's Museum. Donald Trump, where's the Wax Museum? Leisha, thanks very much for coming in to us. That's Leisha Keaveney there, Marketing Manager for the National Wax Museum. We're going to take a break after that. Hunting the Grey Squirrel.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.